The Conservatives and Unionist Party.
Britain's Conservative Party announced Tuesday that Boris Johnson has won the election to be its new leader and become the country's next prime minister. Johnson defeated British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt in the voting that ended Monday night by a margin of 66-34%. He pledged to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union on October 31st and to unite the country.
I know Sam Wagle has already pointed out that deliver, unite and defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energize. And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do.
Johnson will officially replace Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday as she steps down following repeated failures to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, according to the KCNA state-run news agency, is inspecting a large newly built submarine, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine-launched ballistic missile program. Kim inspected the operational and tactical data and combat weapon systems of the new submarine, which was built under his special attention. As Washington braces for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's appearance before two House committees this week, the Department of Justice has sent Mueller a letter telling him to stick to the information contained in his written report. An official at the Justice Department said the letter is a response to a query by Mueller made earlier this month seeking guidance on handling questions that address privileged information. This is VOA News. Thousands of people poured into the streets of San Juan on Monday in protests aimed at forcing Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello